He stopped short and pulled Emma behind him, never taking his eyes from the barrel of Turner's revolver.
Just what do you intend to do with that?
Not a thing, so long as you do as you're told.
His eyes slid sideways until they found Emma peeking out from behind Monroe.
You understand me, don't you, Miss Daniels?
Emma's hand, which still held on to Monroe's arm, trembled.
John?
Miss Sinclair spoke up, her voice shaky.
Go,
he said. Tell Mrs. Ruby and Mr. McFarlane what you know.
She stood rooted to the spot, her pale eyes locked on the gun.
But what are you going to do?
Nothing, he said, so long as Hartley here does as I ask.
When she made no move to leave, he grabbed her arm and shook her.
Go on, before you're missed.
She turned and ran, even as Emma called out her name again.
You keep your mouth shut,
Turner said as Emma called again for Miss Sinclair. Monroe clenched his hands into fists, trying to keep his anger in check.
I know why you're doing this. You want more than money. You want my position.
Turner shifted but held the gun steady.
Ain't you the smart one?
Monroe didn't acknowledge the question.
What isn't clear to me, though, is why you've involved the ladies.
Does it matter?
It does.
The anger in his voice must have been evident as Emma squeezed his arm. At her touch, he took a breath and steadied himself before speaking again.
Miss Daniels seems to be simply a casualty of your scheme. But why Miss Sinclair?
Having the story come from both of them lends it more credence, Emma said softly from behind him. Particularly when there is no clear connection between them. Isn't that true, Mr. Turner? Turner bestowed an amused look on Emma, but nodded.
Perhaps I should have chosen you instead of Miss Sinclair.
Monroe threw an arm back protectively and fixed Turner with a look he hoped told the man exactly what he'd do right now if Turner didn't have that revolver pointed at him. Turner chuckled.
Ease off, Hartley. I've got no interest in your woman.
You've debased Miss Sinclair for no purpose other than your own personal gain.
Why do you care? She's nothing to you.
Monroe's fists clenched harder. If he moved fast enough, he just might be able to catch Turner off guard. All he had to do...
I can't...
Emma pushed past him, one of her arms outstretched, the other clutching at her throat.
Can't breathe.
Fear rocked Monroe's entire body. If Turner had caused Emma any pain, he'd pay.
He'd pay more than he could have ever imagined.